So the October long weekend is approaching. Do you have any plans? Maybe get out in nature. Could be a good way to go. Relationships Australia is encouraging all of us to go camping as part of a fundraiser for their incredible Time for Kids initiative. For the past 60 years, the program has helped over 5,000 children and young people build their self-esteem, health and social networks. Nikki Hartman, program manager, joins me now. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Jenny.
Before we talk about the camping fundraiser, what is Time for Kids? Tell us about the program.
Yeah, so Time for Kids has been going for 60 years, which is really something for us to be proud of. It's a unique South Australian charity that was originally known as the Society of Sponsors, or SOS, as some people remember it. It was set up by a juvenile court magistrate, William Scales, and his wife, Betty. And William was noticing that lots of the same young people were coming through his court. He was noticing that there were lots of similarities in the life experiences of these young people, particularly in regards to lacking strong additional social support systems. So he started by reaching out to his friends who volunteered their time with some of these young people, which added an additional layer of support and positive influence. And William started to notice how this really changed some of the life trajectory for some of these young people. And so from there, the program grew to where we are now, 60 years later. And in 2003, the name was changed from Society of Sponsors to Time for Kids. And then in 2018, Time for Kids merged with Relationships Australia, South Australia.
Ah, fabulous. So these days it's all about pairing young people and kids with volunteers who go out and about with them and help them build their social skills and that sort of thing?
Yep, absolutely. So what we do is our volunteers go through a very rigorous and careful selection and screening process, and then we match volunteer families with children and young people. And generally what they do is spend one weekend a month with these young people, sometimes school holidays, other times we've had young people going on, you know, camping trips or other holidays with their carer families. We support the relationships to be lifelong so that it can start to feel like extended family relationships for a lot of young people that may not have that in their lives.
Oh, wow. You must have seen some real transformations over the years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have stories of young people having their carer families being at their graduation ceremonies, at their weddings, you know, when they've grown up, being involved in all sorts of things, sporting days. Yeah, so it's really lovely for us to witness the relationships growing and developing and how we notice the impact on children and young people when they've got a wider circle of support around them.
Yeah, does it mean that they're less likely to end up in the juvenile system and are finding more engaging and wonderful ways to be a part of society?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. We're finding that given a chance with some additional positive influences, that kids get to experience and have some different chances in life that maybe sometimes their families are unable to provide that for them. We've got a lovely story where Charlotte, who is a young person in the program, was the oldest of four siblings, and because of that she was often put into a kind of a caring and parenting role to support her mum in caring for the younger children. So we paired Charlotte with Catherine to give her some sort of one-on-one time and give her some time away from her family responsibilities and get her experiencing some other activities outside of what she would usually be having. Catherine became quite a role model for Charlotte and really supported Charlotte in finishing school. And Catherine was studying law, which then also meant that Charlotte took quite an interest in studying law and was present when Catherine was admitted to the bar for the ceremony. As it turns out now, Charlotte is also studying law and filmmaking, so she's doing a double degree, and she credits that to the influence that Catherine has had on her life.
Oh, brilliant.
Over a number of years.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. With me at the moment is Nikki Hartman. She's the program manager with Time for Kids, a Relationships Australia initiative. So you'd like us to all go out camping as part of a big fundraiser for this program?
Absolutely. We're really excited about this camp out. It's the first year that we've done it. And what we're asking people to do on the long weekend is just to, if they've already got camping plans or if they haven't got camping plans, to be involved with our camp out. And what we're doing is people will register their teams. And once they've done that, we'll be sending them, we've got a lovely little activities book, and people can get sponsors from their other friends and families for them to complete the activity. So we've got things like doing some sitting quietly every day, doing some poetry, planning out your campsite, doing some particular challenges around activities, and we're hoping that people will be sharing some photos with our online link around that as well. And just, it's a really good way for families to do some fun things together, but also in teaching other kids how they can use the things that they're doing with their families to help other kids that may not be quite so fortunate.
Great. Oh, that'll be excellent, because what I understand is there's quite a few people on the waiting list for the Time for Kids initiative, and that money will help them out.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got well over 80 kids on our current waiting list, so that's a lot of kids that are waiting for some support. And a large part of our funding model for this program comes from donations and fundraisers and philanthropic funding. So in order for us to keep doing the work and keep expanding the program, we certainly need support to do that.
Yeah. So we head along to timeforkids.com.au to register, is that right?
Yep, absolutely. And it's a really simple registration process. So you can think up a fun team name. You can enjoy your camping experience either going out and literally doing camping. If you're someone like me, I'm not really much of a camper, so I'll be doing it in my living room with
nice.
Some of the young people in my family. And, you know, you can do exciting things like building blanket forts and stuff like that, or camp out in your backyard. So whatever people are comfortable in doing, that brings their family together to have some fun and help out other families in South Australia.
Hey, Nikki Hartman, thanks so much for your time today.
No worries at all, Jenny. Thank you.